This is Jay Sekulow. The militant group Hamas takes control of areas of the West Bank and Gaza. What does this mean for peace in the Middle East?
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're going to be talking about the situation in the Middle East. I'm leading a delegation from the American Center for Law and Justice starting next week to Israel. We'll be broadcasting from various locations throughout Israel over the next few days. Then we'll be in our offices in Strasbourg, France, dealing with our European Center for Law and Justice legal issues that are going on in a number of cases there, as well as about 60 students from Regent University School of Law that will be in our training program in Strasbourg. We'll be joined by former Attorney General of the United States, John Ashcroft. So a lot to talk about, a lot going on internationally. Today we're going to focus on Israel. Brand new situation in the Middle East if you're following this. And again, we'll be giving you live reports from Israel next week. Mahmoud Abbas has abandoned Gaza City. Now, that's one of the areas that was controlled by Fatah and Hamas. They had a joint coalition government. That government has been removed, basically completely eliminated. That government fell. There has been, as you've seen, significant fighting. It's quiet today because Hamas, which is the militant terrorist organization, has taken control of the West Bank. Now, what does this mean for Israel and Israel's security? It's interesting. Ehud Barak, former prime minister of Israel, who won the chairmanship of the Labor Party just last week, has now been named to be the Minister of Defense. Ehud Barak, who was a guest of Regent University here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, in our Clash for the Titans program. He's also a distinguished professor of law and government and public policy at Regent University, is now the Minister of Defense in Israel, for Israel. And what's fascinating about that is he is the most decorated military history, military leader in Israeli history since King David. This is how far this, you know, in Israel, one thing you do is you could trace the history. He's won, other than King David, who's the most decorated military and king in Israel history. Ehud Barak is more, other than King David, has had more expertise and has been the most decorated military war hero in Israeli history. He's now the Minister of Defense. There's a troubling development, of course, for the West Bank, though, and in the Gaza Strip, and that is an increase of radical Islam in these regions. We want to talk to you about this today. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. What do you think about the situation? Is the situation with radical Islam taking over the Gaza area and now moving towards the West Bank, what does this mean for the whole region? What do you think it means for the spread of Islam? Again, 800-684-3110.
It's interesting when you look at the reports coming out of Israel. Of course, the Gaza Strip fallen to Hamas. There is no Palestinian Authority or Fatah government there anymore, which were, I guess you could call them, the moderates that were in Palestine. They were completely thrown out. Now, the West Bank is different, which is good news for the moderates in the Palestinian territory, because Hamas doesn't have as big of a militia group there, so they can't just go in 1 week and kind of a surprise raid and take over. But then again, with the control of the Gaza Strip, Hamas will be able to use some of its resources. Of course, they're being funded by Iran and other countries that promote terrorism, like Syria, to do these incursions. So they've got really a jumping off point into Israel.
Now, with Ehud Barak appointed as military, the head of the military, basically what's called the Ministry of Defense, this is going to change some of the dynamic as well. He's just a well-seasoned military expert. So it's going to be a fascinating time to be in Israel with the global situation going on with radical Islam, but coupling that with the fact that you've got the situation developing in the Middle East. There are a lot of reports coming out on the situation in Israel. If you want to talk to us about this, again, our phone lines are open. What do you think about this latest development with Hamas? What do you think it means for the region? What do you think it means for the world? What does it mean with radical Islam gaining ground here? 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've taken your calls when we come back. Hey, folks, we've distributed literally thousands and thousands of copies of Foundations of Freedom. We want you to get a copy as well. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. So much of our future is tied to our past and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of the work of the ACLJ is focused on protecting our freedoms, our Constitution. The ACLJ has prepared a booklet that includes these very important documents called The Foundations of Freedom. We want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today. That's 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, the best way to stay up to date on the issues that matter most to you and your family, the ACLJ website, online at aclj.org. It happens every day. People log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, aclj.org, for critical resource information, information that makes a difference. People like Kim from Utah, who turned to aclj.org for legal information that helped her son complete a project for school.
He was not being allowed to use a cross for one of his ceramic stamps, although it met all the criteria for that particular stamp. We went to your website and we printed up three different things on students' rights, religious freedom, and he was allowed to use this stamp.
Listen, we are thrilled that that has happened, and that's why we have that great information available at aclj.org.
The ACLJ stands ready to help you with the information you need most, whether it's on J Seculo Live, the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, or online at the website for the American Center for Law and Justice. Check it out. Information that makes a difference. Online at aclj.org.
This is my right. A right given by God.
1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. Looking at the Constitution of the United States, talking about the executive power of the president as commander-in-chief, while there's military action going on now in the Middle East, especially in Israel, I will tell you what's going to happen here, and I'll tell you what I'm expecting, is that we're going to have this a major, major challenge going on. I hope to have in the next part of the broadcast Ronnie Wexler, who is a Israeli citizen and also has served in the Israeli Defense Force. I'll give you our producer. I just got an email from him. I was seeing if he was available. He's an expert in this area, and I'm going to try to get him on in the next segment of the broadcast. While we're on there, he just sent me an email. So, again, if you want to get a copy of our booklet, Foundations of Freedom, which is the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights, we want to send it to you, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And we're going to go right to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in on this topic, so let's go right to the phones.
Terry's calling from New York on line 3. Terry, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hello, Jay. Jordan, I praise God for you guys because, you know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise the standard against it. My comment is this. Anyone who believes that radical Islam is something that can be appeased like Hitler, they're sadly mistaken. Now, Nazism was a lot easier to take down because it had a human head, the Fuhrer. Once we knocked him down, Nazism, or at least the threat of Nazi Germany, was practically eliminated. But now we have not only a geopolitical force, but a religious force, where the transcendent being of that religious force, it is his will, or so it is said, to kill all of the Jews of Israel and then come after the Christians. Now, some people say if we moved out of the Middle East and we packed up and left, then they would be all right. Wrong again. If we pull out of the Middle East, they'll only come here and do the very same thing that they were doing in the Middle East. So we have to be, you know, on our guard. And
we've got to maintain a high degree of vigilance because you got to look at the situation in the Middle East. And Jordan reported this earlier, and this is correct. Mahmoud Abbas's government, which was the Fatah government, was this coalition government with Hamas. They were jointly governing. Abandoned Gaza City last night and this morning, and now they've gone to the West Bank, where Hamas is, in fact, not as strong. But they're going to go to that part of the region. I mean, the reports we're getting right now, Jordan, is that Hamas is going to turn its attention to that area as well.
That's right, that's right. And it's a little bit different. It won't be as quick of a turnaround because Hamas had thousands of militiamen in Gaza Strip, but now with the West Bank, which is a bigger, much bigger geographic land region, as well as the stronghold for Fatah and the Palestinian Authority and that army and military as well, it would be more of a battle, more like a war, full-on scale war. And the big question is, can they get their troops there? How to get the troops there? Because Israel's in between.
Yeah, big fight here. And we're going to get, I'm going to get our producers right now to get, I want to get an Israel map printed out so I could describe to people where everything's located here. I think that'll be very helpful. If you want to talk to us about the situation in the Middle East, 800-684-3110. We're going to be joined by Ronnie Wexler, who is an expert in this area, in the next segment of the broadcast. So a lot of calls coming in. Let's go right back to the phones.
Jason's calling from Washington on line one. Jason, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jason.
Yeah, hey, Jay. You know, I really think we have to do everything we can to support the Israeli government right now, not to give back the Golan Heights to Syria. I was in the IDF when Barak was general. I have a home that's 10 miles from the Gaza Strip. I watched the whole thing from the inside, from the combat unit during this time when they were saying, just give back the Gaza Strip and they'll have peace. We saw what happened when we did that. When now they're talking about giving back the Golan Heights. We just need to do everything we can to let Israel know from the United States government not to do this. They don't support that they're going to support Israel, and they don't support Israel to give back land that belongs to God and not to any person.
Jason, when did you serve? When did you serve in the Israeli Defense Force?
84 to 87.
Okay, well, you were there in the middle of a lot of things going on, especially in that region. Well, for those people that don't know, Jason, I'm going to let people know the Golan Heights area. Which is a northern portion of Israel, borders Lebanon. It's right there with Syria, right there with Jordan. I mean, basically, you look out and you see the rest of the Middle East from the strategic location. It's up on a hill, and a lot of the battles, when I was there last year, as the war was breaking out, there was a lot of battles that were in that general area. In fact, that's where you're looking at. I've got right now a map. I'm going to try to describe it to you. You know how Israel's shaped. Why don't we get this up on our website, too? We'll try to get one up there today, because we're going to really be getting into this next week on the air. But the Golan Heights is right, as you described, right next to Syria. It's located on the border of Syria, right there with Lebanon and Jordan. So it borders, it's the northern portion of Israel, and it borders Lebanon, Syria, and Jordan. And that's the area that there's been talk about giving back some of the land. A huge mistake, I think, both biblically and strategically. Then you get to the Gaza Strip, which is on the Mediterranean Sea, which is where they're basically have left, which is strategic area of Jordan because that's a seaport.
That's right. And you've got just numerous things here that are at play here. You've got a military force. The way that this works, folks, if you haven't ever looked at the map, is there's a landmass in Israel that sits between the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, which means the two Palestinian territories are separated by Israel. So the fighters in Gaza, the only way for them to get to without going by, well, they'll have to go by boat. They could go through Egypt, go up through Jordan to try to get to the West Bank. They could try to cross Israel. That's probably not very likely to happen.
Not with the Israeli defense forces.
And they could go up the Mediterranean through Lebanon and then through Syria, which is probably more likely to happen.
Because they've got allies there with Hezbollah. So
that's
you've
right.
got this kind of geopolitical situation in the region that's going to be very, very significant. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110.
Let's go right back to the phones and make sure to get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Susie's calling from Maryland on line three. Susie, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, how you doing today?
Great.
I just want to give people some information on the history of the hatred buildup in the Middle East. There was a figure called the Mahdi that assisted Adolf Hitler in the killing of Jews. He was from the Middle East.
That's correct.
When we won World War II, he went back to the Middle East with so much hatred built up inside him that he was the one that started the child-rearing hatred, building it up in children from the time they were six on up. And his nephew was Yasser Arafat, the one that we were trying to make peace with the Palestinians.
You're absolutely correct on that, that in fact the Mufti, the Grand Mufti, was in collaboration with Hitler and with the Nazis, and he directly trained Yasser Arafat, was one of his proteges. And, of course, Yasser Arafat led ultimately the Fatah Party. Here's the irony of all this. Now the Fatah Party, which was radical, is considered the moderates, and Hamas is considered the terrorist. But you're right, and that was the indoctrination of the young people. Listen, folks, I've witnessed it firsthand in Israel. I've seen it when they march down the street, the Palestinian children, and they're being told to the blood of Jews will flow through the streets. I mean, this is pretty serious stuff. And because of that, we are very, very engaged. We're going over there. I'm going to give you, Jordan and I will be giving you reports from right from Israel next week on the air. So you'll be getting a lot of information from us. And we're going to build a proclamation of solidarity for Israel that I want to give to the former ambassador from Israel to the United States, Danny Aiello, on the last day we're there. We want to have tens of thousands of signatures on that. We'll let you know how you could do that next week on the broadcast. But a lot of interesting developments. It'll be a very interesting time to be in Israel.
Jerry's calling from Wisconsin on line 6. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jerry.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm deeply concerned about the impact Hamas could have on nations like Israel and the overall radical Islamic thought. I'm not religious. I'm an atheist. But I understand the threat that such groups pose to the collective Western civilization of all the people in Israel. Is an oasis in the Middle East in terms of Western civilization.
Well, you're right, Jerry, that I appreciate you calling in. You're right that Israel's really the only democracy in the in that region. And you're also correct that the growing threat of Hamas, this radicalization of Islam to such an extent that it basically, you know, but people don't realize, and again, Jordan's going to describe the area we're talking about, that basically Gaza City was basically evacuated from Fatah in a matter of hours. They lost. I mean, the military fell in minutes, putting Hamas, which is just like Hezbollah. I mean, these are terrorist organizations in charge here. And that happened within literally hours. But the concern that people have now is how does the attention's going to go to the West Bank? And will Hamas try to get to the West Bank areas? And Jordan's going to walk you through very quickly here how the only way they could get there. We're going to get this map up on the website for next week.
Well, there's the Gazas on the western coast of Israel, which is where most of the Hamas militants are. There's thousands of them there. There's not many in the Western Bank, and the Western Bank is the largest landmass. So they could try to go across Israel again.
Not likely because of the Israeli defense forces.
Not going to happen. Could try to go through Egypt. Still, Egypt doesn't like having them going through their territories. Probably most likely is that they would have to go by boat and travel up the coast and then enter through Lebanon, Syria. And, of course, those are friendly countries with Hezbollah and Iran supporting both of those countries' militant groups as well.
And the area that we're talking about, so you've got Israel, remember, borders Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and Egypt. So a lot at stake. We're going to talk more about this. We're getting a lot of calls coming in. Ronnie Wexler is going to be joining us in just a few moments after the break. We want to encourage you, the last day for this week that we're going to be offering our Foundations of Freedom. It's the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Ten Commandments. And you can call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And we'll send you a copy of a great booklet. You should have it everybody should have this, Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255. Your calls when we come back.
When you choose Regent University, you're choosing to change your life. No one knows the value of an education from Regent more than Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He received a PhD from Regent focusing on the legal history of America.
The program academically is very rigorous, but at the same time, you get the opportunity to interact with some of the best thinkers in the country that are on the faculty at Regent University. It's really, I think, an unprecedented opportunity for students to really get into a discipline deeply.
Regent's graduate studies are just part of the story. Regent's undergraduate program is quickly expanding with classes offered online and on campus. The environment at Regent is noticeably different than that of other universities.
At Regent, we reinforce the positives of your faith commitment. It's more of an enriching environment in that way, and I think that's one of the major distinctives of this university compared with any other.
Learn more about the college program at Regent by visiting regentundergrad.com, or you can call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. At Regent University, we believe in leadership to change the world. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we remain committed to protecting your constitutional and your religious freedoms. So much of our future is tied to our past, and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of our work at the American Center for Law and Justice is focused on protecting your freedoms, your constitutional and your religious freedoms. We've prepared a special booklet that includes these very important documents. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and we want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call right now 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today by calling toll-free 1-877-989-2255.
Hamas takes over Gaza City, and now the next attention goes to the West Bank, where the Fatah Party, which, believe it or not, they're the so-called moderates, which is hard to believe I'm even saying that, but Hamas has taken over. The government has fallen. The unity government fell. No great shock there. But what a geopolitical situation it means in Israel and the Middle East, because as we were describing this to you folks, we're going to have a map up on the website. Gaza is on the seacoast, on the Mediterranean Sea. It's the eastern corner of Israel. The West Bank, obviously, on the western side, bordering Jordan, very close to Syria and Lebanon, and a huge conflict now going on there. So really fascinating developments. If you want to talk to us on air about this, 1-800-684-3110. Next week, we're going to be broadcasting from Israel on a number of locations. You're going to want to join this. I thought it'd be good to get a friend of ours on the broadcast who's an expert in the area. Ron Wexler is not only the president of the Ten Commandments Commission, which is an organization we've talked about on this broadcast before, but he was born and educated in Israel and served in the Israeli Defense Forces during the Six-Day War of 67 and the Yom Kippur War of 1973. He is a yeshiva graduate, rabbinical school, and his research actually was work on early Christianity. So he's got a unique perspective on all of this, and he understands the issue as well. Ron, thanks for being at the broadcast.
I appreciate you calling me.
Let me ask you this question first, Ron, and this is just from a... Are you surprised that the Fatah government with Abbas has fallen? What's your sense on this?
Not at all. I predicted a long time ago. I think that this was a very weak coalition there. Hamas definitely is the main power in Gaza today. Of course, we saw it already, and I'm afraid that it's also in the West Bank. I think it's only a matter of days now. I think that both Hamas and Hezbollah in the north are actually we are fighting a proxy war for Iran, and unfortunately, we're seeing how Iran, which is, I believe, the power of Amalek, the spirit of Amalek, is closing in on Israel between Lebanon in the north and Syria, and now Gaza. I believe that West Bank is going to follow suit.
Interesting. We were walking people through the map. Of course, with Gaza, they're on the seacoast. They're abutting Egypt. With the West Bank, there's really it abuts, of course, Jordan. There's the Dead Sea in between part of it. It immediately abuts the, of course, Israel, and then to the north is Syria and Lebanon. So you've got Hezbollah in the south of Lebanon. You've got Hamas now coming into taking over Gaza. Now going to focus on the West Bank. Ron, you're an expert in this area. I mean, you live in the land. You're there. You've served in the Israeli Defense Forces. Is there much real difference? But when we talk about Hezbollah versus Hamas, what is there or is there not really any difference at all? They're both radical terrorism organizations.
None whatsoever. I see no difference at all. Of course, one is more declared as an instrument of Iran, and the other one is a little bit shying to admit it, but both of them are the same. None of them are Shiites, so you can say that they are Iran's soldiers on the ground, but they're acting as they are. So I don't see any reason to believe that they don't get their marching orders from Mr. Ahmadinejad.
What's your assessment? Word just broke that Ehud Barak has now been appointed Minister of Defense. That's going to be confirmed on Monday. Former Prime Minister, very decorated military hero. His tenure as Prime Minister was a little rocky, to say the least, especially in some of the land issues. But what's your sense from his military background, and how do you think that's going to play into this?
I think he's a strong man. I think that he's a marvelous soldier. But when it comes to policies and politics in the Middle East, I don't think that he's seeing clearly through the fog. He's pushing Israel to move out of Lebanon, created a disaster in the north. What we saw, the war in with Lebanon last summer, was a direct result of Israel abandoning southern Lebanon. And I just don't see it working anymore. I think that this recycling of leadership in Israel is false. It's wrong. It's not making any sense at all. Even the new president of Israel, Mr. Peres, that at least 50% of the nation of Israel sees with a Jew with blood on his hands because of the Oslo Accord, is the same story. We need some fresh blood. And I know that you and I talked about it, a new system for election in Israel, but this is not maybe the right time to talk about it.
No, but it is something I'm going to be, when I'm over there this week, it is something I'm talking with some leaders about, because this is the problem with the government. You've got this increasing radical Islamic government surrounding you, and yet your internal system within Israel itself politically is so lack of stability, as you and I have discussed over many lunches, is a significant problem. It's something we've got to be working on because of what's at stake here. There's a lot at stake.
Absolutely. I'm devoting my time now to make that change, and you know it. Without it, I don't see how we can get away from a total breakdown and disaster, not only to Israel, but the entire Middle East. And, of course, if the Middle East goes, so is the world.
There's the concern with Iran, of course. There's also concern that we've had this discussion. We're going to bring this call on. Also, there's been concern is some of the munitions for this coming through North Korea. And there's been some concerns about that. We're going to get to that call, but we've got a call coming in right now on the Hamas-Hezbollah situation. Let's take that one, Jordan.
Chris is calling from New Jersey on line 4. Chris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Hi, Jay. Jay, if someone could, I definitely believe we should stand with Israel. There's no doubt in my mind. But if someone could clarify the differences between Fatah, Hamas, Hezbollah, al-Qaeda, Shiite, Sunni, and just kind of put that out there.
I think that's a great question. I'm going to turn to Ronnie for some of this. Jordan's going to pull some information out right now. But let me tell you this. Fatah used to be viewed. Fatah was the party of Yasser Arafat. Ron, they were in and of themselves a terrorist organization. They're now being, you know, promoted as these moderates, but they were really a terrorist organization too.
They were, they are, and they will be. There's no difference between any one of these terrorist organizations, the jihadist and Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah. They're different only by name. They're all getting their marching orders from the same individual. This is at this point Ahmadinejad in Iran. He's controlling the places. And you know what? Sometimes you feel that the enemy of your enemy is your friend. So I think that, for instance, when Nancy Pelosi went to Damascus about a month ago, she probably destroyed many, many efforts between Israel and other so-called moderate Arab nations to curtail and to stand up against Iran. I think they're all getting their marching orders from the same man. There's no difference at all. Their ideology is to destroy Israel. There's no place for Israel in the Middle East, and this is only one step. The next step is to establish the caliphate from Tehran all the way to across the world, including the United States of America. Don't make any mistake about that.
Yeah, there is no doubt about that. Let's go right back to the phones.
Brad's calling from Wyoming on line 3. Brad, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, hi, Jay. I'm going with you next week.
Oh, great.
I'll see you somewhere along the line there.
There's not a better week to go as far as what's going to be happening in the region, and we're going to be meeting with a number of these military experts. So, Brad, we're looking forward to having you. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, my question is, I mean, this might sound a little bit far-fetched, but I think that the Hezbollah, Iran, places like that are suckering a bunch of our military out into the ocean out there. They can't reach us with long-range missiles, so they sucker us into there. And then, like, I don't know, I fear that North Korea, China, Russia, Venezuela, Syria, Palestine, places like that, once they sucker the majority of the American military out there into the waters and into that area, you know, then they can kind of all cut loose. And while the military of the United States is over there, come in from Venezuela, Cuba.
I was traveling in the Caribbean just a couple of months ago, and you're not far-fetched, Brad, and we'll talk about this when you're in Israel. You're not far-fetched because the influence of radicals from Venezuela and from the and groups like Hezbollah, it's clear in these other countries. It's geopolitical now, as Ron said. It's not going to be – no country, including the United States, is going to be immune from this. Folks, we're going to be broadcasting from Israel next week. Ron, we want to have you back, if that's okay with you. We're going to call you back and have you on a couple times next week.
I'm looking forward.
Great. Thank you. Ron Wexler is the president of the Ten Commandments Commission, also an IDF member, and Israeli Defense Force served in the Six-Day War and the Yom Kippur War. So a lot of great resources. We'll be broadcasting from Israel next week. So a lot of excitement as this trip goes with a number of our members. Again, as we're closing this broadcast out, we want to encourage you to get our book. Last day, we're going to offer it today, Foundations of Freedom.
Foundation of Freedom, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and Gettysburg Address. We put this together as our free gift to you as a thank you for joining those petitions and calling your elected officials, 877-989-2255, to get your free copy.